What are you talking about?
If you did the fourth one, and you don't stop next time. I get so sorry for them when they be crying, you know, they wouldn't do like the one they fourth them. And they know they do like the tell them, you know, whichever one they want to go, like that.
How would you get the mules to come in out of the pasture? Do you have a way to call them?
I don't know, Carol. I don't remember no way to call them.
No.
How about old Frank now? You could get out the door and say, come here, old Frank.
Oh, yeah, that's the train him.
That was an old mule,
when he died, he was old.
Yeah, and my children, their children, they'd be out there playing, Frank, come here, Frank. He come for.
Yeah, Kim Train. Sure. That was his mule here. That's what he hooked him to the buggy. Yeah. Him and that boy's name, his buddy. He's riding that buggy, you know, you go off in the buggy. That's when we had to go, didn't have any car ride.
Did you have a barn that you keep them in?
Yeah, I had like a stable, call them stable.
Uh-huh.
And a big lot for them to turn them out in the lot.
Uh-huh. Did it have a fence around it?
Uh-huh, it was a fence. You couldn't get out.
What kind of fences did you have?
What kind of fences that we had over there that ballot thing?
You know, made out of boats. Now, I can remember we lived in Don, and I can tell you that. And I was just a small girl. We had a horse that my brother and I would drive to the school to the book. And his name was Dan. And it was trained real good. We called him Dan. I'd get up on the fence. The thing was made of wood. Long boats, and they were close together. I get up on that. Dan, come here, Dan. Dan would come and walk beside me, and I get on Dan's back. I didn't have another line or nothing. He'd walk around, and I'd ride the back. And sometimes I'd ride him on out to the quick drink water and go back. Go back, Dan. I hear nothing. So one time Dan got tired of me. I got up on, come here, Dan. And the stable door was open. Dan come on in, I got on his back, right on to the stable door. And I know, Dan. And you see, when I couldn't sit up on his back and go in there, because there wouldn't be no high end over there. So yeah, he went on in the stable, I called to the top of it.
Yeah.
And when he got in there, I dropped down. And when I dropped down, he had done turn around and his eyes looked like they were that big.
Oh.
I ain't been on Dan's back since. Oh, that scared me to death. You talking about backing up and getting out of there? That day, no more Dan for me. I can remember that good.
Where would you have the cows to graze? Do you have any field for them?
For the grazing. It's like the grass is growing around here. My cow, I tell them, put around here, let it meet the grass.
Yeah, have a long line. Yeah. Have a long line. And drive a stove down. And you tie that cow's line to that cow lead all the way around. That place,
no,
move
it ain't moving.
Go move that car.
Yeah, had to move them, make them get them another place. Now, there's plenty of fences and cars right down here on McLaurin's place. Now, cars in there. And the cars between there and Wageable.
Uh-huh.
You know, the walls are plenty of cars.
That's
the
way they're farming
cars.
Now, you know, a lot of them.
Big fenced in place.
They have. Sometimes, I don't think some of them have, but there's one wire around them, and that's electric wire. They ain't gonna mess with that. And they ain't gonna crawl on.